Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the Toyota Prius V wagon that you had.
Oh, do I have to? This is the biggest of the Prius, the Prius V. They're marketing it kind of as an alternative to a crossover. Really, the closest thing that Toyota has made to this recently, in my opinion, would be the Matrix, which they no longer make. But, you know, a little four-door or five-door hatchback wagon type thing. And if it weren't a Prius, it would probably be pretty nice. But it is a Prius, so, yeah.
What do you not like about the Prius? What is that exactly?
Well, it starts off, it's got a dashboard or an instrument panel that's in the middle of the car, so you're always looking over the middle of the car to see what speed you're going. Fortunately, you don't have to worry too much about what speed you're going. It has an automatic continuously variable transmission, which is loud and whiny. You step on the gas in this car and it goes, oh, come on, do I really have to do this? Now, this one had options on it. It had a technology package, so it gives you fake leather-wrapped steering wheel, a little bigger wheels, integrated satellite radio, some nannies like lane departure alert, adaptive cruise control. So, you know, I mean, reasonably state-of-the-art features in that, but it's such an awful thing to drive. I don't know. I mean, when you add the options, the option package adds $6,000 to its price. It brings it up to $34,095. You can buy yourself a nice little hatchback wagon for that price, right, and not have to put up with just the horrible. Yeah, and the thing that bugs me about it the most is, like other Prii, when you shift into reverse, it beeps, you know, like when a truck is backing up, it beeps so that you can get out of the way.
Right. Oh, it does.
This beeps.
Really? So it's like you're
only inside the car. So the people outside can't hear it.
Right.
You can hear it. It's saying, oh, you just shifted into reverse. Yeah. I'll keep beeping because you're too stupid to know that.
Wow.
I really don't get it. You know, I mean, Toyota is a great company. I love their stuff, but I really hate the Priuses.
Wow. All right, let's switch over to the Kia Sportage.
Yeah, which you can get for around the same price, and you got a real vehicle.
Hey.
The one I have right now is the SX, which is one of the lower end trim levels, and it sells for $32,695. Comes with lots of stuff, Bluetooth, of course. Well, so did the Prius. Front heated seats, dual zone air, a four cylinder turbo engine, 2 liter, 6 speed automatic transmission. It's nice to drive, a little bit of turbo lag, so when you step on the gas, you wait a second, and then whoosh, it's like you're being shot out of a cannon, right, which is kind of fun. And just a very nice vehicle. You know, the thing I really don't like about this one is that I cannot get a perfectly comfortable driving position just because you can't get the front of the driver's seat cushion down far enough for my tiny little legs.
Oh, really?
Other than that, this is a great little vehicle. The competitors would be Toyota RAV4, Volkswagen Tiguan, all of these little cute utes, Mazda CX-5. And this one I'd say is right up there. It's a very nice vehicle.
The last Kia that I was in had a lot of storage that was kind of hidden in the trunk underneath stuff. Did you find that as well in the Sportage?
It does have some, yeah. This is getting to be quite common. It's amazing where they're finding space to put stuff.
Yeah.
One thing I did find about the center console, today a lot of these center consoles, you know, they're huge spaces. You can slap your iPad into them or just about anything. This one, I couldn't do that. But that said, I didn't find it as a premium for storage space. I mean, that's what these vehicles are all about.
All right, Jim Breyer, live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find a link for him and a bunch of other reviews, too, at live88.5.com, and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.